And somebody say amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're teaching on the wealth transfer. This is part 7. Now, by the way, I do get a subtitle for every time that I do teach on a particular topic. And I don't say it, but I call it part 7. But it's something in my mind that I'm aiming at through this particular teaching. And I just call this one Jubilee. Okay, I'll read the scripture, verse 22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Wow. That's a strong verse, folks. All right, so we're teaching on the wealth transfer, or the divine wealth transfer, if you'd like to call it that. Because God has a plan for this, our generation. And it's because the work that God has got us for us to do is a big work, and it's going to be a quick work. And that we need resources to do it. Plus the fact God made some promises to a man named Abraham. And God is going to make sure his part of that is fulfilled. So when we talk about the wealth transfer, we found out that the enemy has been trying to keep the church broke. And over in Proverbs 22 and verse 7, he says, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. So I'm just saying that the enemy has used his system that he is the architect of to try to continue to, I think, what I say, keep the church in a place where pretty much it's non-profit. And we know, of course, we know what that means, but I'm saying this, kind of living from paycheck to paycheck, or living from hand to mouth, as they used to say. When people, you know, they shout when they get a visa. I got nothing against that. They can do what they want to do. But I have different credit cards, but I really use the one credit card I use is American Express. I use that one because I can pay it all at the end of the month. Am I okay if I say this? Now, I'm just saying that if a person's got a fairly sizable balance on a credit card and they're paying $15 a month, how long do you think? You got what I'm saying? 20 years? Whatever it is. But they think they're using the visa, but truly the visa is using them. Now, I got nothing against visa, so don't. My point to you is that's not the real wealth that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the wealth that, you know, you'd be the lender, not the borrower. That you'd be above only and not beneath. Now, as I'm teaching this, realize that you're going to have to adjust your mentality because you need a new mentality to even receive what I'm giving you right now. And you're going to get it. because you're going to hang around here till you get it. Now, Jesus didn't come to fix a broke system. He came to replace it. And you are his agents of change. And Jesus is out to replace this. Now, when God created man, he put everything under man. It says that over in Psalm chapter 8, starting at verse 5. I think it starts at start at verse 3, if you will. If I start at verse 3, he says, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, he says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Now, that angels there translates into Hebrew God, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Next verse says, thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands and put all things under his feet. This is man now. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. And in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, he said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. All right? So let them, who? Man, have dominion. So God put everything under man, and he loaded this planet with wealth. It is one big ball of wealth. Huge amount. Somebody said the amount of wealth now, if you add up some of the different things, with the real estate, everything like that, the amount of wealth now that's available on the earth is about 500 trillion. Guaranteed, that doesn't touch it. There's gold that you don't even know where it is yet. There's oil where you don't even know there's oil yet. So nobody's going broke. And some years ago, that was this thing about, hey, we can't have any more children because the earth is getting too populated. You remember that? Somebody should put that out there. So there's been a scarcity mentality among people, and the enemy has been the agent behind it, trying to make you think there is not enough. Folks, there is enough wealth just available now to make every man, woman, and child a millionaire many times over and still have reserves. Now, what's the deal? Where is your share? Now, see, we got to ask some of these questions, because when you don't ask these questions, you don't locate yourself. You know, I preach sometimes and I hear somebody turn to somebody else and say, you know, he talking about Susie, you know. No, I'm talking about you. So we're going to all get straight doing this teaching here. Say amen to that. And money is all through the Bible. Say amen to that. Now, we're going to look to the Word of God for our truth. We're not going to be talking about what your denomination told you before you got over in here. We're not going to be talking about what Aunt Mary, Aunt Lucy, Lucretia, Bubba, and Nim said. We're going to be talking about exactly what God said. What did he say? Because remember now, when you were talking about poverty or something like that, it's really not the money that is a problem in people's lives. When it comes to this, it's something else that has held them captive, and I call it mental bondage. It's mental bondage, a negative stronghold. Say amen to that. And a poverty spirit can travel in a family. Amen to this. Amen. You will find, and I've found this out, that people who make $140,000 a year have the same, now you can talk to a counselor about this, a financial counselor, have the same exact problems as people who make $16,000 a year. Because it ain't the money. It ain't the money. When you tell people, you need to stay, start saving some of your money. I don't, can't afford to save. See, it's not the money. Because I can give them a raise, or you can give them a raise, or the boss can give them a raise. Doesn't make any difference. They're going to have the same problems. They're going to have the same problem because the problem is right up between here. Right? Can y'all see that? That's right. That's where the problem is. And they're busy putting it on their supervisor or somebody. It's somebody else's problem. And the people with 16,000 may have the same difficulty as 140,000. So it's not the money. So get that out of your mind. It's not the money. It is mental bondage. And that mental bondage, that demon of poverty, that demon of lack, that demon of scarcity is with a person and making them feel comfortable in scarcity. Because if they were uncomfortable, they'd get out of it. They'd do whatever it takes, folks. And I'm here to bring you revelation of where you stand. So you don't have some Cadillac faith. You'll have faith to move mountains. You'll have faith to set villages and cities free. You'll have faith to pay off the national debt. You'll have faith to win 1 million souls in Chicago. That's what I'm talking about. So, on that note, I'll begin. So mental bondage. Now what I've got to do with this teaching, I've got to enlarge your capacity. Because we talk big game. But see, when you have the capacity right, you'll see opportunity. You'll see it right there. Okay. So now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Hallelujah. Y'all still happy, aren't you? Look at verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Okay. Now, what this says basically is that a person's boundary is not outside. I don't care how much you make, you can save 20%. I don't see how I can do that. That's why I'm telling you. That's the bondage. You can't see it. So here, see, the 20% is what Joseph saved. Remember that he's told the king, he said, now take every bit that you get and save the fifth part. Amen. Lord have mercy. See, there's a storehouse principle that says if you start the savings, God will add to it. Amen. See, there's a principle operating here. Now, let's look at this here. So what happened... He said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart, because the boundary in your life comes from the inside and it's not on the outside. Case in point, I'm in Africa. Africa, I think you will agree with me, is as far as natural resources go, gold, silver, diamonds, platinum, oil, so forth, is the richest continent on the face of this green earth. Do you agree with me on that? And got the poorest people on the face of this green earth. Some of them. Now, what has happened? They got wealth all around them, but they can't get to it. I'm just giving illustrations today. They get to it. You say, oh, Lord, have mercy, poor Africa. No, poor church. Because we got wealth all around us. But we can't write a $5,000 check. If you don't believe I'm telling the truth, write one. Don't have it, man. Don't have it. What's up? Wealth is all around you. You're living in the wealthiest nation on the face of the earth. Right here. Where is it? It's not in your hands. I know I'm not talking to everybody because you right away, by faith, I'm going to say, okay, when is your faith going to manifest? Okay, so I understand that. But I'm saying it can swim all around you. But if the mindset is a certain way, you can't get to it. Because that's the way the law works. You will prosper as your soul prospers. That's the way it works, folks. And there are trillions around you. Lord, I'm preaching better. You say it, amen. Ah, goodness. Trillions. Hey. Now, as we do this, as we go through here, again, I'm enlarging your capacity for it. Because even if it comes to you, you won't, you know, if you get it and don't have the capacity for it, you won't hold it. All right. Now, why the wealth? Now, I'm not going through all of that because I'm going to do it more as we go on down. And I did it the first time we started this. But one of the biggest reasons for the wealth is that you and I have a mandate to take the gospel all over the world. And it costs money. If you don't believe it, ask me. And that's why a lot of people haven't gone. That's why the devil don't mind poor churches. So, now, I find that as I get this word, I have to get it from God, and I can't trust any other source. I'm the preacher now. Say I'm the preacher. You're the preacher. Okay, all right. Okay. You'll see what I'm driving at. Because I wasn't taught all of this. And I was taught some things that weren't quite in here. When I say in here, I mean in the Bible, Word of God. And you got to guard your heart. Because whatever in there will form the world you live in. And if you're living from paycheck to paycheck, don't look outside. Look at the Word of God. And the Word of God will tell you where you should be. You've been coming here for 10 years and you're still broke and living from paycheck to paycheck, you're doing something wrong. I mean, just if I'm on the road to Mississippi and I've been on the road for 20 years, haven't gotten to Mississippi yet, my lightning fast mind will say, you know, I believe I'm on the wrong road. I mean, somewhere. If you keep reading this and it says, if you obey his commandments and do what he says, he'll set you high above all nations of the earth, and all his blessings will come on you and overtake you. You'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out, blessed in your basket, blessed in your store, and people will look at you and see that you are blessed of the Lord. Everything you lay your hands to will prosper. Come on now. And you'll be the lender, come on, not the bar, the head, and come on, not the tail. See, if you've been reading all of that, but I'm not like that. I gotta read it and I gotta see it in my life. Give me this, I want this, why isn't this happening? I got to know. And I'm telling you, most of us been eating some bad food. And I'm telling you, we got to spit that stuff out. You know what happened to that mule that time? The man tried to get his mule to plow. Mule stopped plowing. Then the mule wouldn't eat. And he called the vet to find out what's wrong with the mule. The vet came out there, looked down the mule's throat. There was a big stick down there. Pulled it out of there, and the mule then would eat again. He said, wow, big stick down in the mule's throat, wouldn't let the mule eat, and so forth and so on. I'm just saying, some people say, well, you just listen to it, brother, and chew up the meat and spit out the bone. Don't let one of them get caught in your throat. You may have to stop eating, period. I am finding when I'm talking about this, here's what I'm getting at. I'm getting at the fact that you got to go to the Word of God and let the Word be your source. Now, let's go to some of that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, please. Are y'all with me? We're going to get you where you're supposed to be during this teaching. Now, wait. Look at me. I'm warning you. To get where I'm taking you is going to be a little warfare. I'm just letting you know that. So it's going to be Sunday morning, the devil going to tell you, you don't feel good. Tell him to shut up and get your clothes ready. I'm just telling you now, whatever it is, it's going to be warfare because the enemy doesn't want you to know what I'm going to tell you. And if you just get it in your heart, it will manifest in your life. That's the power of the Word of God. Say it. I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. This is my jubilee. That's it. Praise God. Now, look what it says here. Put it up on the board. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and starting at verse 9. Here's what he says. He says, but it is written, the eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. He is saying, the natural eye has not seen. The natural ear has not seen. The natural heart has not heard. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. Now, next verse, please. But God has revealed them to you by his Spirit. By his what? Spirit. That's what I'm telling you. I'm going to be talking to you. And the Spirit's going to talk to you at the same time I'm talking to you. And the way I get the things that I get from God is I got to get them through the Spirit. Because when Adam, before he sinned, he didn't learn. He just discerned. He didn't function by information. He functioned by revelation. It's going to be revealed to you. See, now, here's the deal about revealing. Don't think that you have full understanding at that time. See, I just downloaded Go to Chicago. I answered $200. Yes, praise God. Go. My point to you is that understanding will come after. Are y'all with me? See, think about it. I'm coming back to that verse. Put up there Daniel, please. Daniel chapter 1, verse 20. Now here in Daniel and these three Hebrews in Daniel were taken into captivity. Now look at the capacity of them. In all matters of wisdom and understanding, that the king inquired of them, he found them, what? 10 times better than what? All the magicians, keep going, the astrologers that were in his realm. This is the most powerful realm in the world. This is the most powerful man that existed at that time who had advisors who knew everything. But the people who knew God were 10 times better. So they couldn't have learned it from those people. They had to learn it from a higher source. So the source of your information is going to switch. It's not going to just be the natural source anymore. I'm going to even be talking to you. And while I'm talking to you, the Holy Ghost is going to talk to you today. Now, notice what's happening. Your information is now coming from another source. Now, understand, it may not make sense to your natural mind because it's coming from another source. And what has happened is the body of Christ has been too secular. We still haven't let that go because it's all thoughts. It's if thou can what? Believe. See, that's thoughts. Then all things are possible. Well, the enemy doesn't want you to get your information from there. He wants you to get your information from folk. But thank God for the preacher, because I'm under the anointing of God, and I'm going to tell you some stuff. And while I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is going to talk to you at the same time, and you're going to be moving from not enough to more than enough, from more than enough to millionaire status, from millionaire status to billionaire status, and from billionaire status to trillionaire status. Now, put it down in your on your paper, trillion. Put it down, trillion. And then let's make 1 trillion. Put 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000. Got it? That's where you going. Now don't be talking about I'm not worthy, because I don't want to hear that. Say amen to that. Jesus made this possible in your life because you are going to pay off the national debt. You are going to take care of the homeless. Come on now. You are going to make sure that the communities are rebuilt. Come on. You are going to go to the prisons and design new programs. Come on now. You are going to make sure that the widows are taken care of. You are going to make sure that the school system meets godly requirements. You. I'm talking about you. I better come over here. There's some trillionaires right over here. Now, see, now, if people are just listening to their flesh, look at that, what he's trying to make after them people. Look at that. See, you see what I'm saying? Don't listen to that voice. That's a negative stronghold that is designed to keep you where you are right now. Really, listen, if you're living from paycheck to paycheck, if you can't write me a $5,000 check today, you need to listen to everything I say. And when these doors open on Sunday, you need to be your narrow self right down in that chair saying, thank you, Jesus. Listen, they needed a leader. Didn't they need a leader? They needed Moses to lead them out, and they needed Joshua to bring them in. See, because I feel that's my call. My call is to take you on in. And we going on in, folks. We going on in. The devil is alive. So how did Adam name all them animals? He downloaded. He didn't try to figure it out. Figuring it out will lead to mental... it will lead to mental fatigue. You figuring out stuff, your figuring out days are over. It's time to download. Boy, I'm preaching now. I remember a person came here to have the business. And he said, the person came to the business and said, how did you find us? He said, well, I saw it in the Yellow Pages. She said, well, that sounds good, but we're not in the Yellow Pages. He said, no, that's it. I saw it in the newspaper. She said, we're not in the newspaper. I mean, they were praying these people in. Wow. See, let me tell you something. It's a way to take the struggle completely out of your life. Completely. Completely. You'll never have to ask this question again. Lord, what are we going to do now? You'll never have to ask that again. Your days of toiling are over. I came to announce it. This is your jubilee. And what does jubilee mean? In Leviticus chapter, I'm going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. What does jubilee mean, basically? It means a time where of release. A trumpet would sound at the 50th year. 49, then 50. And that trumpet would sound at the 50th year. And as a result of that sounding, people would release things. And things would go back to their rightful owner, or go back to the one that who at first owned them. You got what I'm saying? I'm trying to put it in a way that you can see it. So jubilee is sounded. Now what's going back? The earth. It's going back to God's family. Because it's in the wrong hands. Now that's not the surface of the earth. That's all the way to the core. Every mineral, come on, everything is going back to the owner. And thank you, Jesus. So you know what I'd do if I wasn't saved? I'd get saved. All right, now let's keep going. So you go in a country and all is wealth and they're not participating in it. And there's a mental stronghold there. And when that happens, the Bible talks about in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. All right. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. All right, let's put it back up there again. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where we stopped it. Let's try verse 10, please. Thank you. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Keep going. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of a man that's in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Keep going. Now we have received not, that's key, the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of what? God. That we might what? Know the things that are freely given to us. Come on. Of God. Underline the word freely. It's yours. Jesus paid the price to get it back into your hands. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. So you're going to be taught by the Holy Ghost. Don't you? Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Keep going. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Folks that don't know Jesus, they can't get this. They walk out on this. Because it's foolishness.
That's right.
It's another preacher trying to get somebody's money.
Jesus.
That's their deal.
That's right.
Okay? Natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what to him? Foolishness to him. Neither can he what? Know them. Why? Because they're spiritual discerned. So the world can't even pick up on this. You're going to be operating on a whole nother level. Say amen to this.
Amen.
Now, this is your time where you're going to break through limitations of finances. And there is going to be enough to finance any vision that God puts in your spirit. I don't care what it is. Be enough there to take care of the deal. Isn't that wonderful? So I had to download things. So this message, I had to download it. Now what I'm telling you, you can't trust reasoning. Because you can't reason this. All right, let me give you an example. Download. You ready? Here was a woman named Mary. And an angel came to her and said, "Hail Mary." Say "Hail Mary" three times. No, that's all right. Don't do it. Don't do it. Said, "Thou art highly favored among women." And watch this now, because this is not going to make sense to people who have taken their pea brain and put it above the Spirit of God. You cannot do that. The devil, see, that's why the church is still in the condition it's in. Because let me come back to Mary. Let me just show you this. Here they came back from spying out the land of Canaan. And when they came back from spying out that land, they had two types of sermons. One said, "They're giants, they're tall, they'll slaughter us, the walls are tall, we can't do it." There was another sermon. I'm talking about leadership now. And look at Numbers chapter, put it up there, Numbers chapter 13 and verse 30. Look at this sermon. Look what this sermon. It was a short one, but it was a prosperity message. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up when? At once and do what? Possess it, for we are what? Well able to overcome it." Let me ask you. Was somebody living on the land that they're talking about they were going to possess? Now, you're not going to come to somebody and take a gun and stick them up and say, "My name is Jimmy, I'll take all you give me." We're not going to do that. What we're going to fight is a good fight of faith. Because I don't care how you look at it, God has promised that the wealth of the sinner has to be transferred into the hands of his people. Now, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that if that be the case, God's got to find somebody that'll receive this promise before Jesus comes back. And I'm building your receiver. Now, I'll just ask you, only thing I ask you, fight the feeling to try to come against what I'm saying. Because I'm going to show it to you on the screen. And if you don't believe the word of God, I can't help you. I cannot help you. But I'm going to preach it and make the devil as mad as I can. So notice what it said. One of them said, "We can't do it." Put it up there. 30 again, verse 30. He said, Caleb still the people said, "Moses, let her go up to once possess her, for we're well able to overcome it." Next verse, please. Look what he says. Next verse. "But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against these people, for they are what? Stronger than we." Keep going. "And they brought up" what kind of report? The evil report. And wait a minute. Did God know the folks were stronger than them? But notice, the leaders didn't preach the word. They preached what they felt. I'm telling you, folks, the church wouldn't be where it is if it wasn't for the leadership. some leader got to be bold enough to say, let us go up at once. And that's me. Now, only thing I'm asking you is fight the feeling on Sunday morning to catch a headache or whatever. Well, I don't think I'm going to Sunday. Tell the devil to stop lying to you and get your clothes and your Sunday go to meeting hat on and come on out here to hear this word. If I pump enough of this in you, I said, it's going to manifest in your life. Now, so notice, one followed their feelings and they never went in. Another followed their faith and they went in. Say amen to that. And this place is full of faith. And we are going in and we're going to do it. All right, let me just show you one more thing. All right, are you with me? Now, what did I tell you? 500 trillion. It's enough money that everybody in here, everybody in the world, man, woman, and child, could be a millionaire. Now, if somebody doesn't understand this, they think I'm talking about Cadillacs. I'm talking about doing God's will and having enough money to do it. Are you with me? Last place, Mary. I won't turn to it. Angel came to Mary and said, Hail Mary. Thou art highly favored among women. You're going to have a baby. Mary said, Now how is this going to happen to me? And I don't even know a man. He said, The Holy Ghost is going to come on you. And the holy thing that shall be born of you shall be the Son of God. Say amen to that. Mary said this, Be it unto me according to thy word. Let me say it like I want you to say it. I receive. Got it?
Yes.
So if I tell you you're going to be a millionaire this time next week, No, the reason why I'm saying that is because that's all the people had to do to Joshua and Caleb's sermon. But notice what they didn't do. They didn't receive. And look at Numbers chapter 14. Put it up there. Look at Numbers chapter 14 and verse 1. Now, they just didn't receive. He said this. And the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. Now, why did they weep? Why did they weep? Somebody help me. Why did they weep? Because of what they what? Heard. They didn't see anything. They didn't see the giant. The thing that they did see is those big pomegranates. They saw those big grapes, the biggest grapefruits. Boy, that would have helped me right there. I said, man. Keep going. And the congregation lifted up their voice, all the children of Israel, murmuring against Moses and against Aaron. Be surprised how many people might come against Bill Winston for this message. They'll get up and walk out on him. They can't stand him. Man, you know he isn't that telling them people that. You see, Moses and Aaron were the best thing that happened to him. They were going to take him in. But notice what, and the whole congregation said to them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. Would God we had died in this wilderness. And what did they do? They, wherefore has the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our children be a prey. Were it not better for us to return to Egypt? Next verse, please. Then they said one to another, Let us make up another pastor. Let's go to another church. I don't like this church. You know, I heard about him. And I really don't like him. I don't like what he preaches and so forth. So I'm going back to Visa. And I'm going back to the way I was living at first. I'm taking out a second mortgage right now. I'm going to do this whole wealth trend, this whole debt payoff, this all that stuff. I don't like that stuff. You know, he's telling people, believe you receive. You know, I'm telling you, where is that in the Bible? It's right there in the Bible. My point to you is, people go out of this message. They might talk about me. Don't let them fill your heart with what they're saying, because I was a victim of that. I was doing well at the company I was in. I was rising and so forth. And then I got born again. But I start going to a certain place. I start hearing this, start hearing that. Next thing I know, the choir director's daughter got sick. And I went home and I didn't know any better. I'm just trying to love God. I said, God, don't let this come on her. Put it on me. Father, I can handle it better than she can. What do you think the devil did? He put it on me. You don't need to bear it. Jesus bore all of that. My point to you is, you can be sincere and sincerely wrong, and it can lead you to an early grave. It can take you to one paycheck after another trying to make it. Can't write a $5,000 check and you've been working for 25 years. That is a disgrace. And I'm telling you, God doesn't want you in that. And if you hang around me, I'm gonna pull you out of it one way or another. It's time for the church to be the church. This is our year of jubilee. I don't want the debts paid off and they paid off, but you ain't got no money to hardly make it to the next paycheck. Thank God for that. I want them paid off and you got plenty of money to get somebody else out of debt. Say, girl, how much do you owe? Well, I owe $15,000. Come in here. Write the check out. Say, go and pay them people. Stop worrying about that. Your kid's tuition, well, how much is that? Well, this year it's going to cost $3,500. Done. Here, take it. Come on now. See, when people come against me, they're coming against me because the enemy has affected their minds. And anyway, there are folks that are billionaires that don't want you to be a billionaire. I'm going to tell you that right now. I know that from the top. But you are going to be everything God has planned for you to be. The devil is a liar. We are snatching it out of his hands, and it's going back to its rightful owner. All I want you to do is say, I receive. Say it again, I receive. One more time, say it, I receive. Now give the Lord a praise. I'm going to get out of here. We're taking it all back. I said, we're taking it all back. I want my healing back. Come on, I want my marriage back. Come on, I want my money back. I want my business back. Everything the devil stole, I want it all back. What I give you, Mary said, I received, and when she did that, something conceived on the inside of her, and the word became flesh. I'm telling you, what I'm giving you on the wealth transfer, all you got to do is say, I receive. And when you say that, something gonna happen to you in your heart, and all you got to do is go out now and tell Elizabeth about it. Say, Elizabeth, I am out of debt. Elizabeth, my healing has been manifested. Now, I can show you all these examples, but the man of God said this. He stood up in the middle of poverty, and he said, tomorrow, about this time, he said, everybody in here, it's going to be rich. He said, it's going to be plenty. It's going to be cheap. And a man ran up beside him, said, now, why are you going to tell all these people that? Can't nobody get anybody out of debt that quick? He said, if God would open up heaven, it's no way things will change economically and materially in our lives that quickly. The man of God looked at him and said, you're going to see it, but you're not going to participate. I'm here to tell you, this stuff is for believers. This stuff is for people who don't care what other folks think. Take your seats. I'm not talking about what you can reason out with your natural mind. Don't be reasoning out this. You can't go into Canaan reasoning. Canaan's got too many demons. Canaan's got demons that can figure out stuff in your reasoning before you ever hit the land. They can figure. Jesus said it over in Deuteronomy 7. He said they're mightier than you. Don't you try to outwit them yourself. But see, they can't beat Jesus. Jesus, it's in you. He'll tell you which way to go. Turn left here. Turn left up. Turn right up. Stop right now. Now go forward. And you watch that wealth come into your hand. And the thing that's going to make the devil mad is some of y'all ain't even graduated from high school. God is going to, I said it. He's going to put it on you anyway. Because you got a heart to hear God. And he's going to use you to do the right thing with it. Now give God a praise. Hallelujah. Now take a seat. Say, I receive. That's all I want you to say. I'm going to give it to you. Just receive it. Because we are well able. Boy, I feel like preaching now. I feel like going on. But you see, this message, you got to have courage to preach it. Because you got to be willing to take the flack that comes with it. But I'm well able. In Jesus' name. All right, if you're here, you need to be saved. Get up out your chair. Come on up here and get saved. Whoever it is, and you know in your life.